A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock. Today is Friday, October 18th, and this is Utah's new news. I'm Maria Chaleos. Beautiful sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, but a bit nippy, 50 degrees.
And we've already got big backups on 5600 West. I'm Mark Jackson.
KSL's top story this hour. Utah's Legislative Task Force has released their recommendations of how we should change the tax structure. The report says we should be paying taxes on a lot more services, but at the same time, we could also see an overall tax break. Any changes made will impact everyone in the state, but the process is still a long way from being finished. We get the update from KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
The legislature is now going over this draft proposal. Here's House Speaker Brad Wilson.
The last thing we've done is rush this. We've spent a year studying it with thousands of miles put on people's vehicles traveling the state looking at this issue. And dozens and dozens of hours in public hearing.
A list of services to get taxed includes wedding planning, painting, ride sharing, parking garages, shipping and handling, even streaming media. Other goods would see their exemptions removed. The sales tax would be restored on unprepared food. There's also, though, a grocery tax credit for low to middle income residents and an income tax credit for Social Security income. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Cold weather is making its way into the valley this weekend, and we'll certainly all be bundling up. And homeless resource centers around Salt Lake are asking for donations in preparation. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has more. Nick, what specifically are they requesting?
Maria, they're asking for the warm stuff, specifically socks, underwear, gloves, hats, and coats. These homeless resource centers will all be gearing up to give people a place to stay, but they want people warm and comfortable while they're there, and especially when they head outside.
Have a hat and gloves and a warm coat and some boots so that they can make their way to their appointments and their jobs in a way that where they can stay warm. Just like you and I want to stay warm, they're the same.
That's Volunteers of America President Kathy Bray. She says if you don't have clothing to donate, volunteering your time or money are also appreciated. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
If your weekend plans include watching our local college football teams or Real Salt Lake in the playoffs, get ready to weather the storm. We get an early look at our weekend forecast with KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman.
All right, folks, we got big changes we're expecting for the weekend. If you're planning on going to a football game, there's going to be a bunch of them in town. Those later games are going to be significant here. At that point, we'll expect rain and cool temperatures. So anybody going to the games needs to bundle up because stay dry. We'll expect that rain on Saturday as early as Saturday afternoon. Saturday night, it's cold enough to turn to snow, even in the valleys. And for folks on Sunday, I tell you what, this storm, just about every one of us is going to get at least some snow, even in the valleys. Benches will get more. And the mountains could see significant snow, anywhere from 8 to 12 inches by Sunday afternoon in the mountains. So winter storm's coming.
Make sure you keep your radio, smartphone, or smart speaker tuned to KSL this weekend as we keep you up to date on the storm and how it is impacting traffic. Speaking of winter weather, Guardsman's Pass had to be closed this morning because of the snow. The road connecting Park City and Big Cottonwood Canyons is expected to remain closed until at least Monday morning. People who use the Legacy Parkway will be able to drive faster starting January 1st. The speed limit will go from 55 to 65 miles per hour, and trucks will also be allowed on the road. The change comes with the expiration of agreement signed back in 2005 that ended years of lawsuits and allowed the parkway to be built. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. President Trump and the president of Turkey had a conversation this morning as reporters along the Syrian border say the ceasefire announced yesterday is not taking place. ABC's Karen Travers has more from the White House.
President Trump writes on Twitter that he spoke this morning with Turkey's President Erdogan, who told him that, quote, minor sniper and mortar fire was taking place in northern Syria, despite the declaration of a ceasefire on Thursday. ABC News foreign correspondent James Longman is in nearby Iraq, and he says the fighting continued on Friday.
And Kurdish officials officials say Turkish artillery fire is still pounding its main hospital. The Kurds say Turkey never stopped its bombardment.
President Trump says Turkey and the Kurds want the ceasefire to work. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
You could call it a food fight between the U.S. and Europe. But new tariffs are about to go into effect.
The U.S. is set to impose $7.5 billion worth of new levies on European aircrafts and specialty foods. The World Trade Organization has approved the duties as compensation for illegal EU subsidies to plane maker Airbus. Producers of iconic specialties like Italian Parmesan, French wine, and Spanish olives are bracing for impact as the sanctions are about to crash down on them. The food companies here in Europe have voiced indignation for being dragged into a trade war they have very little to do with. Megan Williams, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL, should we exercise before breakfast or after? We'll have the results of a new study and a look at your noontime drive.
5600 West is our hot spot right now. Maria, KSL traffic trooper texting us that a train is stuck on the tracks, causing big delays around California Avenue. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Debbie Dujanovic.
45% of teens say they are online almost constantly.
Co-host of Dave and Dujanovic.
Would you describe yourself as online almost constantly?
Not until I looked at my screen time just moments ago.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Autumn is such a great time of year. We're harvesting so many wonderful things from our vegetable gardens, and it's time to reflect on whether we're ready for not just the cold winter months, but also food storage in case of some sort of emergency. When you're into preserving food for your family and building your food storage, there is no easier way than with the Harvest Right freeze dryer. It makes food storage easy, and believe me, freeze drying your own food is much less expensive than buying freeze-dried food in the store. That's why I'm such a big fan of the Harvest Right freeze dryer. You can quickly build up a one-year supply of food with your own garden goodies, as well as your family's favorite meals. Imagine that, food storage made with your own recipes. All you do is lay out your food on a pan, place it in the freeze dryer, and then store it in airtight containers. Plus, with the freeze dryer, you're also preserving all of the nutritional value of your favorites. Find out more by calling Harvest Right today at 800-378-5136 or learn more at harvestright.com. 800-378-5136. That's Harvest Right. 800-378-5136.
Chaz, 46, former U.S. Army Ranger, tells us about life before and after Universal Men's Clinic.
Well, I had a pretty active lifestyle in the military, you know, parachuting, shooting, swimming. When I retired in 2009, I noticed a downward trend, sleeping in late, watching a lot of TV. Since being treated at the clinic, I am definitely more motivated to go to the gym, definitely more confident with my lifestyle and my general presence, and it's way better at home. It made me a better father to my kids and a much better husband to my wife.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki. The Universal Men's Clinic specializes in using modern medicine and a sophisticated monitoring system to help men suffering from ED or low testosterone. Our professional staff is specially trained, discreet, and confidential.
Help is here. Take the first step to getting your life back by making an appointment today. No referral is necessary. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top stories this hour, the big one, cold weather making its way into the valley this weekend. Means you're going to want to brace yourself. And if you are planning on heading to the games this weekend, the college football games, you're going to want to make sure and bundle up for those as well. Plan appropriate clothing. We'll continue to follow that for you throughout the day. We've been told for decades that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but a new study found that exercising before breakfast could help burn more fat. ABC's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Jennifer Ashton, breaks down the findings in this study.
First of all, this is a very small study. They looked at 30 overweight men fasting for 10 hours, fed one group, did not feed the other before a moderate intensity workout, and then did muscle biopsies, blood tests. Their findings were kind of interesting. While neither group lost weight, they actually found that the group that was fasting before their workout and did not eat had some beneficial changes in their sugar metabolism and in their fat metabolism. Now, this is a very complex issue in the world of exercise physiology, so more research needs to be done.
At least I'm doing one thing right. Dr. Ashton says each person's routine is different, so there's no absolute right or wrong answer.
There are a lot of questions here, so the smart comments are really to ask the right questions rather than just state blanket facts. First of all, you have to ask, how long are you fasting? Is it 10 hours? Is it 14 hours? Is it longer than that? How long are you exercising for? And what type of exercise you're doing? A 45-minute workout, you'll probably be fine without eating before that. An hour and 45-minute workout, no. And to be crystal clear in this most simplistic terms, if you do not have carbohydrates or glucose in your bloodstream before strenuous activity, your body will turn to muscle breakdown and fat breakdown for the fuel.
Dr. Ashton tells her patients to drink liquids before exercise and make sure that it's something light that won't cause problems in your stomach while you're exercising. KSL News Time, 1209. Let's get you up to date on the Noontime Drive. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Good afternoon, Mark Jackson.
Good afternoon to you, Maria. Yeah, we do have a hot spot. It's going to be over on the west side of town. Unfortunately, KSL traffic trooper says a stuck train has really messed up 5600 West. Worst of the drive is going to be right centered around California Avenue on the northbound side coming up from SR 201. But that's really messed up the whole commute. But on 5600 West, between I-80 and SR 201, rest of the Valley Drive, so far looks pretty good. UDOT Construction Alert, expect nighttime delays on I-15 between Layton and Roy. I-15 is down to one lane each direction while crews work to widen the freeway. Mark Jackson and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the forecast. Bundle up. Here's Grant Wayman.
56 degrees, lots of sun. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, let's check the temperature, 50 degrees, a lot of sunshine. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, this morning we've been telling you about our colleague Rebecca Cressman from FM 100 and her breast cancer journey. She's been an advocate for years for Utah women to get screened. We're going to talk about that coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio as we go in depth on Utah's news station.
Amanda, I hope we get the attention of people out there that are in the market for either buying a new home, selling a home, or maybe refinancing because interest rates are at an incredible low.
And UCCU always provides the lowest rate possible on every loan, including mortgages and construction loans, and they'll even save you money on lower mortgage insurance rates.
UCCU was recently recognized as the number one mortgage provider in Utah Valley because UCCU makes buying a home such an easy and relaxing process.
And they'll make sure you either have more money to put into your house, like getting more bedrooms or a bigger garage or whatever, or more money to put back into your pocket so you save every single month.
Listen to this. In 2016, UCCU borrowers saved over $4.3 million in loan interest because their average loan interest is 0.58% lower than credit unions nationwide.
Look, buying a home can be stressful. Utah Community Credit Union understands that, but it doesn't have to be.
Visit UCCU at any of their 18 locations or online at uccu.com. You're going to love where you bank.
I've been thinking lately, life is good. My husband has a great job and so do I. The kids are on track for college. I love our house. But what if something happens to one of us? The kids' college tuition would go away. The house would go away. Everything we've worked for just goes away. How would we pick up the pieces? We don't have life insurance. Can we even afford it? We can't just go on ignoring it.
Protect your family's future with help from Ethos Life Insurance. Ethos is life insurance built with you in mind. Straightforward, super fast, and affordable. The online application takes just minutes. There are no commissioned agents, and you'll get an instant estimate based on options that are right for you and your family. Ethos is the hassle-free way to get covered. It only takes a few minutes, so don't put it off. Ethos is dedicated to finding you the right coverage fast.
Thank goodness we did something about it. Who knows what happens tomorrow? Now I know we're covered, and I'm so relieved.
Go to ethoslife.com for a free instant estimate now. That's ethoslife.com. Ethoslife.com.
The world slows down as the music begins. The romantic theme holds you captive. The piano solo washes you in goosebumps. And this is just one movement. At the Utah Symphony, you'll experience more than just music. Feel it for yourself. Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, October 23rd at the Nordamm Orum, October 25th and 26th at Abravanel Hall. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
This year for Dia de los Muertos, take the journey of a lifetime. The Utah Symphony performs Disney Pixar's Coco in concert. Discover a world no living person has seen before as the Utah Symphony performs Michael Giacchino's beautiful score live while the entire film plays on the big screen at Abravanel Hall. Don't miss Disney Pixar's Coco in concert with the Utah Symphony, November 1st and 2nd. Get your tickets now at utahsymphony.org. Presentation licensed by Disney Concerts.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
It's now time for Utahns to weigh in on a draft proposal, making a lot of changes to what things get taxed in this state. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the speed limit on the Legacy Parkway will be raised from 55 to 65 miles per hour starting in January. The agreement to keep the speed limit lower when the road was built is expiring. That also means semi-trucks will be allowed on the road. Third is a look at your noontime drive, and it's sponsored by Mountain America. America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here's Mark Jackson.
Our hot spot right now is 5600 West. We are seeing pretty severe delays right now between I-80 and SR-201. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine today, 56. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 52 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. In time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump says his administration is doing great things in Syria, saying they are making strides in protecting Syrian Kurds.
This is a deal that should have been made 15 years ago, 10 years ago. Over the last number of years under the Obama administration, the real number is over a million people were killed. We have lost not a drop of blood.
Vice President Pence yesterday brokered a ceasefire deal between Turkey and Kurdish forces. Fighting was to stop for 5 days so Kurds could leave the area. But reports from the region indicate shelling and fighting have not stopped. The president today also commented on some headline-making remarks.
President Trump today was asked if he wanted to clarify what his acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney said yesterday when Mulvaney told reporters the president cut off military aid to Ukraine in part to pressure Ukraine to investigate Democrats. The president was short.
I think he clarified it.
He then quickly pivoted to talk about his trip to Texas yesterday, his conversation with Turkey's President Erdogan this morning, and the situation in Syria. Mr. Trump never came back to the subject of Mick Mulvaney. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Nearly 50,000 striking UAW members now must vote on a tentative agreement with General Motors.
The process will take about a week as members study up on the details of the contract and meet in education sessions nationwide. Brian Rothenberg is spokesman for the union.
I think our members are incredibly tuned into this contract, and I don't think that will be a problem getting into vote.
Workers' early reaction has been mixed.
It's getting somewhere, but it could be better.
Vocal early opponents include former Lordstown facility workers. The deal does not include reopening the Ohio facility.
Any of us from Lordstown are extremely disappointed that we didn't survive.
Voting will run from Saturday through next Friday. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Astronauts Christina Cook, Jessica Meir are outside the International Space Station, the first ever all-woman spacewalk team. They are changing out some batteries. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. This morning, we've been telling you about our colleague, Rebecca Cressman of FM 100, and her breast cancer journey. She has been an advocate for years for Utah women to get screened, and now she is sharing the story of how she got her diagnosis.
So because my mother died from this disease, and my grandmother died from this disease, I've always known it's there. So I worked on getting mammograms roughly every year of the last 19 years. And when I got this last mammogram and I opened a letter in the mail and it said architectural distortion with associated microcalcifications, I sat down and I thought, this could be cancer. Then I went 3 days later to the hospital. I got my mammogram. Right down the hall, they sent me then to get the ultrasound. I looked on the screen and I could see that it had the markings of a tumor that was about 2 centimeters in size. I could see that it had the risk factors. It was striated. It was pointy. It wasn't round and encapsulated. It looked like cancer. So at that moment, I reached out and I touched the hand of the ultrasound tech. And I said, it's okay. I'm pretty sure that's cancer. I've studied it. I used to advocate for breast cancer on air on FM 100.3 for years. So it's okay. And then the radiologist came in and said, right now we need to do a core biopsy. I said, I know. And then I went home with the stark reality that this, something that I was concerned about, it's here. And then for me, it's not denial. For me, it was information. I need to learn everything I can about what's the best treatment for me uniquely. And I need to find the best care possible. And I need to take care of my family and help them process this. I think that was the hardest part.
You need to know it's so hard to hear Rebecca's story. She's a dear friend. We've watched her go through chemotherapy, losing her hair. And, you know, she says her family's reacted with so much support, and so have her friends and coworkers and listeners. Today is National Mammography Day. Women over 40 are encouraged to set up an appointment, and it could save your life. So please set up an appointment for a mammogram today. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Here's Mark Jackson.
Well, Maria, we continue to have a hot spot over on the west side. 5600 West, very heavy. Earlier, KSL traffic troopers said there was a stuck train, and it has really made a mess of things on 5600 West. Again, both directions now very slow between I-80 and SR-201. The valley, rest of the valley looks pretty good on I-15, 215. Parties Canyon, even Foothill Drive looking pretty good. Dipping down into Utah County, not seeing any major jams on I-15. Up Davis and Weaver County, things look pretty good as well. University of Utah Health is part of your community. 12 locations along the Wasatch Front. Expert cares right down the street. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the next 7 days. Brace yourself. Here's Grant Wayman.
Thanks to Santa Claus, 56 today. Tomorrow, rain's coming away, especially afternoon. Highs at 59, and then rain changing over to snow with rain and snow showers Sunday. There will be some accumulation as well. Highs only in the 40s. Partly cloudy skies Monday, 53. Plenty of sunshine on Tuesday, 59. Partly cloudy, 58 on Wednesday. And sunshine Thursday, 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
52 degrees, a lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Noon News. Oh, market's struggling today. The Dow dropped significantly, a triple-digit point drag, after some news from Boeing on their 737 MAX. It caused their stock to do a major sell-off. And right now, the Dow is down by 171 points. We'll get a complete update of your money news coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1221. At Sagewood at Daybreak, the residents feel like family. Just ask Sagewood ambassadors Doris Nielsen and Bert Christensen, who spend time greeting and helping others.
Well, I have met some people that I'm very close to. We've become very good friends, and I enjoy learning all about their life.
I appreciate the way that we've been treated as people there. You're on a level that you're somebody.
Doris and Bert say being ambassadors gives them a sense of purpose. Have you ever considered what it's like living in a senior living community? Stop by Sagewood at Daybreak, and you can meet resident ambassadors like Doris and Bert to learn more about the community. Stop by on October 24th and enjoy a taste of Sagewood, and you can also sample the community's delicious food. Find out more at lifeedsagewood.com or call 801-938-9389. 801-938-9389.
It's Rocktober at Sound Warehouse, and it's monster deals on car stereo, in-dash big screen video, remote start, speakers, whoopers, amps, and more. Kenwood AM/FM digital receiver with dual USB and built-in Bluetooth, only $139, including basic installation labor. Pioneer big screen in-dash Apple CarPlay video, $349. Rockford Fosgate 10-inch subwoofer, 500-watt amp, and a sexy bass enclosure, only $299. 90-day payment option, no credit needed. Rocktober at the warehouse. Beat the rush. Around the corner. Remote starts starting at $249 with module and basic installation labor. Your selection of in-dash big screen video systems by Pioneer Kenwood starting at $199. Rockford Fosgate 10-inch or 12-inch woofer, $49 each. Sound Warehouse, three-time mobile electronics retailer of the year. Get part approved. Pick up this week's City Weekly for more monster deals. Visit soundwarehouse.com in Ogden at 28th and Wall. In Orem, 1680 North State. Salt Lake, 2763 South State. The Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
Our doctors, they're for us, providing the care we need when we need it most. During some of our toughest days and our most trying moments, they're on the front lines, saving lives, saving us. But big insurance companies are putting our doctors and our care in jeopardy by pushing a scheme called government rate setting that would put insurance companies in charge, meaning fewer doctors, fewer hospitals, and fewer healthcare options for us all. Thankfully, there's a better solution to surprise medical billing based on small government principles. It's called IDR, or Independent Dispute Resolution, and allows an independent third party to settle surprise billing disputes instead of government bureaucrats and the insurance companies. So call Congress at 202-224-3121. Tell them to keep fighting for patients and working with physicians on IDR, the smart, small government solution to surprise billing. Paid for by Dr. Patient Unity.
Inside Sources coming up in 10 minutes right here on KSL News Radio. Kirk Jowers, who is the Executive Vice President of doTERRA, is the host today of the show. And Kirk, I understand that you have an exceptional show planned for today, some incredible guests.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm excited for today. We start off with a little college football. Just got to talk about these. We got three ranked teams playing on Saturday here in the state. We then we'll have Mitt Romney. We'll have John and Mary Kay Huntsman, Governor Gary Herbert, and then Ashley Hess, who was an American Idol finalist and hails from Utah as well. So it's going to be a great couple of hours here on KSL, and can't wait to get into it.
Terrific. You've mixed a lot of serious news and some fun news as well. Sounds great.
That's right. We kind of start and end fun, and then we get a little
it's Friday.
Serious
we need
between.
That, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you, Kirk.
Thank you.
Inside Sources with Kirk Jowers coming up at 12:35 right here on KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's money at 25 past the hour, Coca-Cola is reporting strong sales as the company continues to push sugar-free drinks and new coffees. Revenue jumped 8% in the third quarter. KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. Toyota will unveil a line of small electric cars at the Tokyo Motor Show this month. The new mini cars are designed for short daily trips. They seat two people and they have a range of 62 miles. The size of your seat and how much legroom you get on a future airlines flight could be decided by 720 people in Oklahoma. The group is part of a test by the FAA to determine if jam-packed planes can be evacuated fast enough during emergencies. And taking a look at your money at this moment, a rough day for the markets. The Dow down by 178 points, sitting at 26,848. S&P 500 down by 8. NASDAQ down by 55 points. Going to a wedding this weekend? You're not alone. The Wedding Wire Registry Company says there will be 34,000 weddings tomorrow, making it the most popular wedding day of 2019. Now, guests are predicted to spend $500 million on gifts for all of those happy couples. Stay with us. Coming up next, we'll get you an update of traffic and weather. And I want to tell you something I'm really excited about for tomorrow on the Greenhouse Show. Right before the Greenhouse Show tomorrow, we are going to be doing a Facebook Live at 7:45, and we're going to show you how to take those wonderful pumpkins that you've grown in your garden, along with those wonderful succulents that you've been growing, and make a wonderful fall centerpiece, a pumpkin succulent centerpiece. It's harder to say than it is to make, believe me. We're going to show you exactly how to do that with all the wonderful things in your garden. And then we're going to be talking about pumpkins, telling you how to grow the pumpkins, telling you what kinds of pumpkins you can grow, and how to decorate them, how to keep them, how to make them last. Make sure you join us tomorrow morning for the Greenhouse Show, the Facebook Live at 7:45. We're talking pumpkins at the top of the 9 and 10 o'clock hours. We hope you'll join us. KSL News Time, 1227.
Utah is my first home, but my heart I just gave to Korea. I was the first person in the United States to receive a hepatitis C positive liver transplant without having hepatitis C before. I received a diseased liver, and after the transplant, they cured my new liver.
A. Scott Anderson, Intermountain Healthcare Chair Emeritus.
Helping people like Lorenzo requires harnessing advanced technologies or even developing them. The end results are thousands and thousands of Utahns living healthier lives.
People who have this liver condition, we're not sick enough to get a transplant early enough. So when they said, hey, we got a thing we haven't ever done before, but you'll get a liver really quick if this happens. Sign me up. Let's do this. It went flawlessly. And because of that, I'm living the life I want to live.
Watch Lorenzo's story or become a living organ donor by visiting our website, intermountain.health.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Let's check in again with Mark Jackson.
Yeah, it looks like our hotspot does continue to be over on the west side of town. Earlier, KSL traffic troopers said that there was a stuck train I'm believing that was going to be pretty close to California Avenue. Now, it looks like the train is on its way, but you still have a little bit of unusual delay for this early in the afternoon between California Avenue and SR-201. Rest of the drive in pretty good shape right now in the Valley. Performance, Ford, Lincoln, and Bountiful. Downright scary deals on Escape and F-150 in October. They'll put a smile on your face. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
It's a set of clouds rest of the day. It's a nice day out there, but a lot cooler, only 56. Tomorrow another storm comes in. It brings rain in the valleys, mountain snow, but Saturday night that snow level drops. And we're looking at both rain and snow showers on Sunday in the valleys. Highs only in the 40s, and snow accumulation is going to be likely. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chalais. Enjoy the 52 degrees that we have right now in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top local story this hour. Salt Lake County has been awarded millions of dollars from the federal government to help people that live in older homes that run the risk of getting lead poisoning. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The Salt Lake County Housing and Community Office is receiving over $5 million to go towards their Lead Safe Housing Program. Officials with the program say that means 260 homes across the county will now be deemed lead safe. Resident Paul Kuttner applied for his home to get checked out.
Having someone who can come help with this, having free services, would just be huge to give kind of peace of mind and really feel like I'm doing what I need to for my family.
Officials say the funds will allow them to go into older homes and strip then replace lead-based paint. In some cases, they may even replace the carpeting if lead dust has become ingrained in the fabric. They say lead can also pop up in homes through toys, stained glass, and ceramic ware. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour from ABC News. The world's first female spacewalk team has been busy today high above the Earth. NASA astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Meyer worked outside the International Space Station replacing batteries on the station's power grid.
And Goose, do you have eyes on? Oh, so be careful because your red is locked out.
I see it.
Yeah.
I was moving it out of the way for you. But
yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm good in a good position.
Okay.
America's first female spacewalker, Kathy Sullivan, says it's good to finally have enough women in the astronaut program for this to happen. NASA also plans to have a female astronaut on board when they return to the moon in 2024.